Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
And now he was fat, bald, and shaved eyebrows. A very depressing sight to behold. It's a tragedy. It's a one little window into Sid's particular tragedy.
So the weird thing about the politics of what was happening in D.C. on Tuesday is that this gets announced coinciding with the introduction of articles of impeachment against President Trump.
The process of recording it was different. We did it all to tape on, analog, no computers, no digital, and these like some really cool old instruments and just got really cool sounds.
Today, we'll sample three podcasts, Get Set for Soul Music, What a Day, and Lounge Acts. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Put on your best headphones, put your feet up, and get ready for some soul music. From BBC Sounds, soul music is an audio exploration of the classic sounds and songs from history that's stuck in our heads and never left. No matter what the genre or the time period, some songs just have a knack for touching your soul. These songs mean many things to many people, as you'll find out on Soul Music. You'll hear from musicians, authors, and other contributors as they describe what they associate with songs like Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer or Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. Music really is the best way to soothe the soul, and BBC's Soul Music podcast is here to prove it. When, with nearly 150 episodes already published, your new favorite song is out there waiting to be discovered. Here's a little snippet from a recent episode of Soul Music featuring Pink Floyd's 1975 masterpiece, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. This episode features voices from around the world and with stories of people who connect with the song's somber but loving message. In fact, one such voice belongs to Pink Floyd guitarist himself, David Gilmour, who shares an infamous story about the inspiration behind the song, his talented but troubled bandmate, Syd Barrett.
I can remember the sounds and the smells and the feeling of being in Abbey Road No. 3 working on that album quite clearly. There are pauses, and on the Wish You Were Here album, there were probably more pauses than normal where people would be sitting playing backgammon or darts or sitting down in the canteen having cups of tea and chatting. And one day there's the sort of legendary story of Syd Barrett turning up. And we were in the control room when Syd was wandering around on the other side of the glass. I mean, what you actually genuinely think is it must be a friend of Nick's, or a friend of Roger's, or a friend of Rick's, and they thought it was a friend of mine or something like that, who's wandering around, you know, nosing about with our equipment. But after a while, you'd say to one of the roadies or something, check that guy out, who is he? You know, is he anyone's friend? Throw him out, you know. But at some point, someone, maybe me, recognised him. We did all try to talk to him. I don't think he made much sense in anything he said. And it's only afterwards, when you get home and you think about it, you think, that was really odd and really weird, and it's kind of really sad to see him, because none of us had really seen him for 3 or 4 years. He was still the handsome, charismatic, slim, curly-haired guy that we all knew so well. And now he was fat, bald, and shaved eyebrows. A very depressing sight to behold. It's a tragedy. It's a one little window into Syd's particular tragedy.
The podcast, Soul Music, from BBC Sounds. You can hear more of history's most important songs and the souls they've touched on Soul Music, available through WVXU's Podcast Central. Are you looking for some fresh takes on the nonstop stream of negative news stories? Well, your friends at Crooked Media have you covered with their new podcast, What a Day. Every weekday, in just 15 minutes or less, writer and comedian Akilah Hughes and political reporter Gideon Resnick cut through all the chaos and crime to help you understand what matters and how you can help. Like Fox and Friends, but actually friendly, What a Day breaks down the biggest news stories of the day and brings you all the important stories you may have missed. Tune in every morning for your daily dose of good news, bad news, and everything in between. Here's a sample from the episode of What a Day titled Born in the USMCA. Among the news stories in this episode, the latest version of the now-defunct NAFTA, whose replacement will be called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or funnily enough, USMCA for short. Akilah and Gideon talk about the new trade agreement, plus other new developments from Washington and abroad.
Let's start in D.C. House Democrats announced on Tuesday that they had reached a deal with the Trump administration on a new North American trade agreement. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, replaces the artist formerly known as the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. And Gideon, the timing of the announcement couldn't be more interesting.
Yeah, so the weird thing about the politics of what was happening in D.C. on Tuesday is that this gets announced coinciding with the introduction of articles of impeachment against President Trump. Mm-hmm. So obviously it gave the administration and Republicans the opportunity to tout a success right before an election year. This was something that Trump had wanted to do for a long time and left some Democrats confused as to why members of Congress would let this happen as it did.
Yeah, and the timing does sort of encapsulate this ongoing theme that the Democrats have been talking about. The argument goes that they can legislate and investigate at the same time. Here's part of what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had to say to reporters.
What do you say to those who wonder how you can say that President Trump is an existential threat to democracy on the one hand, but also work so closely with his administration to get something like this done, which is such a priority for them as well?
I would say that we came a long way from what he originally proposed. And there are some people who said, why make it look like he has a victory? Well, we're declaring victory for the American worker and what is in this agreement. But we would never, not any one of us is important enough for us to hold up a trade agreement that is important for American workers.
Right. So as Nancy was saying there, the deal has a number of concessions from the White House in the new trade agreement. Like what, Gideon? Like what?
Well, so Democrats said that they were able to get an agreement to remove a particular rule that was set on pharmaceuticals. Originally, certain drugs were going to be protected from generic competition for up to 10 years, mm-hmm. which would have impacted the cost of prescription drugs. Basically, the way that it works is sort of like if there is no competition for these drugs, then, you know, pharmaceutical companies can sell them for whatever cost.
I see.
That got removed, and Democrats said that they added more enforcement to make sure that Mexico is following through on this new rule to make it easier for workers to unionize, and then some other environmental protections, too.
New from Crooked Media, it's What a Day. And be sure to check out Akilah and Gideon's recent appearance on Cincinnati Edition, where the hometown natives discuss their new show and their tri-state roots. Get all that on WVXU.org and WVXU's Podcast Central. And we head back to the world of music for our local spotlight feature this week, this time with Lounge Acts from WCPO Channel 9, featuring intimate live performances and genuine heart-to-heart interviews with talented musical artists from around the country. Lounge Acts brings you new music, new voices, and the stories behind them all. Whether they call Queen City home or they're simply passing through the outstanding musical acts are sure to rock your earbuds. So come into the lounge and stay a while. A snippet for you from the episode of Lounge Acts featuring Austin-based duo The Ghost Wolves. They talk inspiration for their newest music and their experience signing recently with rock and roll legend Jack White's label, Third Man Records. In this clip, you'll hear Johnny and Carly discuss the process of finding their new sound and finally getting picked up by such an important label.
Yeah, so, gosh, I guess it's just a long you know, history of sending your music out just futilely to record labels who don't call you back, don't email you back, like probably just throw it in the trash can when it gets
there. Love us.
Yeah. Why don't you love me? And just keep, you know, Tom Waits said it's like sort of like cooking, and you make a batch of something, it doesn't taste good, you just throw it out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we've thrown out like a ton of batches at this point, but maybe this one tastes good to them. So
what was kind of their feedback? What was it that they said, these are the three songs that we want? And out of how many did you send them?
We sent 10 songs to them. So okay. I guess the other seven, you know, actually I take that back. Two more are coming out on another label. So I think like 5 songs are going to really see the light of day out of the 10 songs.
And they notice a difference because, the process of recording it was different, and they liked the sound. It sounded different. We did it all to tape, on analog, no computers, no digital, and we used like some really cool old instruments and just got really cool sounds.
What was the reason behind that? Why did you decide not to kind of go really raw and a little more old school, I guess you could say?
Yeah, we always wanted to, but our friend put together a tape studio in his living room. So he's like our best friend. So he was like, hey guys, you know, I'm learning how to use all this equipment. Why don't you guys come over and we'll do something. And, you know, while I learn, we can get something together for you guys. And we were just like, yeah, because it sounded amazing.
How are people receiving the songs?
In the mail, generally.
By Owl.
No, it's funny because Third Man, actually, another record they did before they released them on balloons.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they released their record. They just attached them to balloons.
That's actually kind of cool.
Like, biodegradable balloons. I thought that was funny.
We tried to hire some pigeons, but...
Yeah, like some messenger pigeons.
Send it our way.
We're creative these days with releasing music because it's not the same as it used to be.
No, there's so much out there.
There's so much music.
Our local Cincinnati creator feature, Lounge Acts from WCPO Channel 9. You can check out some great new music and the people that make it on Lounge Acts, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up today, let's do a quick check on the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot across the country via iTunescharts.net. One of the last podcast series to debut this year is also the top podcast this week. Debuting earlier this month, Blood Ties by Wondery is now number one. It's the story of Eleanor and Michael Richland, who lose their parents in a plane crash, and then they must choose between honoring their father's legacy as a world-renowned cardiologist or expose the truth about him and the family. That's Blood Ties, a 6-part scripted drama, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Blood Ties and the podcast we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.